Welcome back to Startup Nation. Here's Jeff and Dan.
All right. Welcome back to Startup Nation Radio. God, don't stop believing. Dan. Rich, can't stop. Hey, listen. You can't stop believing. You can't stop dreaming. But it only starts with that, right? Got to do some doing along the way as well. And that's what Startup Nation Radio is all about. We're going to help you with the doing part of it. You do the dreaming out there. We're going to tell you how to do it. We're going to give you access to experts. If you've got questions about there, how do I get started? What business should I start? Do I need a business plan? How do I raise money? How do I get customers? This is the show for you. It's your time, whether you want to start part-time, whether you want to go full-time, whether you want to go small, whether you're dreaming of going big. Maybe you'll even be bigger than Dan Gilbert. If you take a listen, you might pick up a few tips that'll help you do just that. So this is Startup Nation Radio. We want to mention, if you do have questions, you can get us by calling in live during the show at 800-859-0957. And Dan, we've got a great sponsor of our show today. Tell us about Walsh College.
Well, Jeff, a lot of people have a great idea, but they don't take action. And I'd submit to you that one of the reasons they don't take action is because they don't have the confidence. And where do you get confidence? You've got to get educated. And how do you get educated? Well, you take the School of Hard Knocks. Well, there's another opportunity. And the other opportunity is get educated from a business and entrepreneurship perspective. And we have at Startup Nation, our launch sponsor is Walsh College, who is here. And we have Tara Vaselli, director of Walsh College. She's going to tell us all about herself and about the institute itself.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Dan. We're so proud to be here sponsoring Startup Nation in the launch of the radio show. And I'm also so proud to say that Walsh College has been around for over 90 years and embracing the entrepreneurial spirit.
That's amazing.
I know. Through business education. And we remain committed to the growth and vitality of the Detroit business community. A lot of things that we do, from bringing our practical application into the classroom, we partner with other local Detroit organizations to provide programming such as our Entrepreneur U program for women that really provides education, resources, access to capital for women. We have an online business launch community. It's an online tool for entrepreneurs to be able to go on, vet a business idea, receive an assessment of an existing business. And finally, we also have a Blackstone Launchpad. This program provides free one-on-one entrepreneurial support for any Walsh student or alumni. So much to find and
amazing.
Help entrepreneurs out
there. How
do
they find out more? Where do they go?
You can go to walshcollege.edu.
Right on. Okay, great. Thanks so much for putting your confidence in Startup Nation Radio. All right, let's listen. Let's get right into it. We've got an interview with Dan Gilbert. We did it a couple days ago. Let's roll it. The first part of this interview. We'll do a little commentary afterward.
Love to.
All right, let's roll the interview.
Welcome, Dan. Thanks so much for joining us on Startup Nation Radio. You know, this show is all about helping entrepreneurs realize their dreams, whether they be aspiring entrepreneurs wanting to start a new business or current business owners wanting to grow their business. And we're thrilled to have you. Thanks so much for doing this, Dan. Thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. And I knew something was missing in my life for a period of time, Jeff, and you just solved it. It was at Startup Nation. The show was missing, and now I realize, and I'm just so glad you guys are back on the air. It's a great show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. You know, you did a couple of other shows before, and continuing in the tradition, you know, it's amazing. I went back and listened to shows in 2002 that we did, and 4 and 5 and 6, and, you know, to track your success, Dan, to say that you're an icon is an understatement now in the business world, and, you know, it's literally history-making. So knowing that we have limited time, we want to jump in, Dan and I, Dan Glitzky and I, and ask you a few questions, of course. I was curious just to kind of kick it off. You know, there's always, whenever you read someone's story, whether it be business success or success in sports or whatever it may be, there's always a multitude of factors, but there seems to be always one thing that really is attributable to someone's success more than anything else. Is there one thing that you could share with us in looking at your own success that jumps out to the key to where you are today more than anything else?
Yeah, I guess, Jeff, if I had to say it was one thing, I would say that, you know, early on focusing on culture is sort of our main motivator to build businesses. You know, a lot of people, I think, unfortunately get caught up with the numbers and the spreadsheets and all that, which, you know, you need to have at some point in any business, of course, but and they lose track, I think, of the magic dust, if you will, that creates the environment that allows people to excel and be innovative, and that's really your culture. And I think that, you know, the fact that we focused on that very early and then grew it as time went on and focused more on it and sort of made that our foundation of whatever we do if I were to have to say one thing, that's probably the one thing that, that really propelled us over the years.
Well, and I remember going into what was then Rock, you know, Rock, and then Quicken, and knowing that you had these, I think it was isms, right, Dan? You had these things that you would present to your team as part of the culture, and you would instill in them those characteristics and the values that you wanted to, that contributed ultimately to the culture you're speaking of. So I know you've been doing that all along.
Yeah, we've got 1,100 people tomorrow on downtown Detroit here for an ISMS Day. We still do them about every 5-6 weeks, and it's sort of expanded. You know, it used to be just our family of companies, team members that started in that period between the last ISMS Day, which again is like about an 8-hour full day where we dive into our culture and talk about who we are. But now we're getting a lot of people coming from the outside, companies that just want to send their people and leadership, because we never really talk about what we do in our businesses for that entire day. We just talk about who we are, and theoretically, you know, that can apply pretty much to any business.
Hey, Dan, there are a lot of companies out there, a lot of small companies that can't really relate to culture because they're one or two people. At what point in time does culture really become critical? And is it, even if you're a one-man show or a two-person business, is culture really critical at the early stages, and at what time do you really, really have to focus on that?
You know, I think culture, actually it's a great question, because that's a question that not that many people ask, and it's a very good question, because I do think there is a point, and that point is when you run out of time. In other words, you have more things to do than there's time in the day, and generally that comes very early in the evolution of a successful company, right? So when there's more things to do than there is time in the day, and you have more people around you than you can really spend all day with, if you in essence want everybody in your organization to make those decisions as you would, you can't manage it by saying, okay, you know, tactically I would do this and this, 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 and this, because there's just an unlimited amount of circumstances that occur. But what you can do is teach them and bathe them into who you are. And when they know who you are, then the decisions that they need to make become very easy. So if you can define who you are as a business, and again, I'm not talking about what you do, but, you know, who you are, then most of their decisions will be in line with that if they really know and understand that. And so if you want, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs complain. They go, well, you know, they'll never do it like I would do it, and you know, so do I let go? And, you know, if I let go, it won't be as good. Well, you know, maybe that's the case, but I got to tell you, if you have a strong, strong culture and you're really embedded in your people from day one, most decisions will be made in the manner of which you would have made them. So that's probably the point that it becomes very critical.
Great, great. Hey, Dan, you know, there's a lot of people out there listening saying, you know, I could never be Dan Gilbert. I could never even be maybe not successful. A lot of people really are intimidated by the challenge of starting a business. But if you had to give, you know, one or two or three basic tips on how that person can have the best shot at being the next Dan Gilbert, or even, you know, whatever their dreams may be, you know, whether it be literally taking care of their family and feeding their children and sending them to college, you know, which is the, you know, a big part of the American dream, or whether it's something grander, like perhaps achieving a level of success as the next Dan Gilbert would do. What are a couple of things they need to focus on critically, right away, fundamentally, in order to put themselves in position to be most likely to succeed?
Yeah, so, you know, I think this is really about, you know, your thought process and your belief system. And you've got to get out of your mind, you know, these things that everything's got to be perfect at all times and I can't launch or do something or make a decision unless it's perfect. I think perfection is probably the enemy of entrepreneurship. I mean, if you are a perfectionist, you're going to have a real hard time being an entrepreneur, because an entrepreneur, it's really sort of, it's almost symbolically almost equivalent to an art studio, right? I mean, it's messy. You're tooling with things. You're toying with things. You're open. You want ideas coming in. You're looking at things differently. You're trying to be innovative. And, you know, if you look at anything, whether it's an art studio, a construction site, a surgery room, I mean, all those places are messy. And you have to really accept that as part of it. Accept the messiness. You know, don't try to be perfect all the time. I mean, it's okay to fail. I think that any entrepreneur will tell you that, you know, failing is okay, and there's only three possibilities, right? You either make a right decision on something, that's good. You make a wrong decision on something where you learn something, which is good too. Or you make no decision, which you don't make a right decision, or you don't learn anything, which is the worst case and the worst shape to be in. So you have to sort of accept that going in, and I think if you do and you're going to work hard and you're passionate, you're willing to change and adjust, you're going to be successful in the long run at whatever you do.
All right. That's part one of the Dan Gilbert interview. Stick with us. We're going to go to part two. We've got more good stuff coming. Dan's going to give us some specific tips in this next part of the interview. But, Dan, quickly, break it down for the nation. What are three things you took away from that part about create a culture? How do you do that?
Well, it's never too early to start with culture, and culture starts with you. You're the leader. It's your values.
You got to set the example.
You got to live it.
Then you got to communicate it.
Communicate your values. Communicate it to your employees. Communicate it to your clients, and you got to live it. You communicate it. You live it. You start to create a culture.
All right, that's where it all starts. You're listening to Startup Nation Radio. We're going to be back in a minute. Sponsored today by Walsh College. Stick with us. You're going to hear more from Dan Gilbert right after this break.